Indeedly do, neighbor. And back to Phoenix Collider's notes here.
Yeah.
In the Wine Cellar Podcast Friends Group on the Face Booze, mm-hmm. where you can join us. Find a way to message me that, that you're trying to join, because I don't know all these profiles. And right. I'll just be like, oh, probably a troll. Especially if you're one of those people that if you're not on my friends list and you have everything set to friends only, how can I screen you?
Right.
Okay, so I don't know. this one, you were telling me about this.
Yeah, so this is another update, I guess you would say.
Yeah.
But the story has drastically changed.
Yeah, uh-oh. No, I don't want this website to know my location. Block. Oh, they're saying it looks like I'm using an ad blocker. Yes, I am.
Yeah.
Because you run too much fucking flash and you slow down my fucking program.
Hmm.
So, like, stop. Like, if they had ads that were not flash ads,
mm-hmm.
I would fucking disable the ad blocker.
Yeah.
But too much flash and my computer was suffering from planned obsolescence.
Right.
What in the holy
heck,
Dawn?
What did you do?
Did they just take the story away from me?
I don't think so.
All right. All right, here we go.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, you take it.
Oh, sure. I could do that, too.
Oh, you got it. All right.
Yeah. All right, so... load. All right, so this was Baltimore. Months after... Now they're asking me if they want... No, I don't want you to have my location either. Baltimore. Months after a woman was said to have been killed while giving money to a panhandler, police have now arrested her husband and his daughter. City police announced Sunday the arrest of Keith Smith and his daughter, Valeria Smith, in the December 1st, 2018 killing of Jacqueline Smith. Both are now charged with first-degree murder. Acting Baltimore Police Commissioner Michael Harrison said Keith Smith, 52, of Aberdeen, and Valeria Smith, 28, of Baltimore, were arrested Sunday morning in Harlingen?
I hope they mess that up.
Harlingen?
I'll search it while you go. That might be, yeah.
What the fuck ever.
Yeah.
Somewhere in fucking Texas by the border. During the course of our investigation, we have developed evidence that Mr. Smith was leaving Maryland, so we made appropriate national notifications, and the Texas State Police arrested him this morning. In a quote from Harrison.
It's a real place.
Harlingen? Is that how you say it? Harlingen?
I don't know, man. I don't want to know.
Whatever, man. Texas. Harrison added, all our investigators for both Keith and Valeria Smith outlining the evidence in this case to a judge who reviewed and signed warrants for first-degree murder. Keith Smith and Valeria Smith were arraigned Monday in Cameron County, Texas Magistrate Court. They are being held without bail. The next step will be an extradition hearing. They are charged with 9 counts on an open warrant in Maryland. Mm-hmm. Oh, and there was an update since this one up. They have since waived the extradition trial, so they're just going to go straight back to Maryland.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then let's see. How to pronounce USA cities.
Yes.
Harlingen, Texas.
Okay, that was a very bad computer audio that somebody just fucking uploaded. That was absolutely fucking useless.
All right.
What about this one? Whoa.
Harlingen. Harlingen.
Harlingen. Sounds like a fucking, like, type of, like, bootleg whiskey or something.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck?
Man, what y'all got? Y'all got gin? We got Harlingen. I don't want Harlingen. That sounds like them colored boys in Harlem made it, and I don't like to support colored boy businesses.
That's what happened, right.
Yep. That's how they made up the name.
Really?
Yep. Oh, there's more to the story.
Yes.
Okay.
Harrison would not comment on a motive, saying it's, quote, a trial matter. The information and evidence points to that this case was not a panhandler. People took advantage of Baltimore. In this particular case, oftentimes we have these negative depictions about our city, and it's been rather unfortunate when people take advantage of these negative perceptions, said Marilyn Mosby. At the time of her killing, investigators originally said Jacqueline Smith, 54 years old, was riding in a car on Valley Street when she noticed a woman holding a sign that read, "Please help me feed my baby," and carrying what appeared to be a baby. When Jacqueline Smith gave the woman the money, investigators said a man reached into the car, grabbed Smith's wallet, stabbed her, and ran away. Jacqueline Smith later died at the hospital from her injuries. Police said both Keith Smith and Valeria Smith were with Jacqueline the night she was killed and told police a panhandler had stabbed her to death. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so this was, yeah, just, I guess, I don't want to say, like, interesting because somebody died, but, you know, I guess interesting because at the time, there was all this backlash about, you know, no good deed goes unpunished, and that's what you get for being a good Samaritan, and this is why you shouldn't, you know, be giving homeless people money, and, like, a lot of, like, shitting on homeless people and a lot of blaming the victim for helping a homeless person, and now it turns out none of that fucking story was even true.
And again, what was their motive?
They didn't say a motive, probably insurance money or something.
Shit.
Guessing. So, yeah, that's just, So I guess rethink that story. She didn't actually get killed by a homeless guy asking for money. She got killed by her family. Yeah.
By someone you know.
That's how it tends to go.
Yep. Let's double this one up. This is going behind the...
paywall.
Indeedly-doo, neighbor.
Yes.
Now, this one you put here.
Yes.
You are out of my league with this.
This is also... this is like the fucking update episode. Jesus fucking Christ. Yeah. So this is about this app from the Saudi government. I do believe we covered it when the app rolled out. If you guys aren't, y'all aren't familiar, in the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, they have these guardianship laws, which basically means that anything a woman does has to be approved by her male guardian, and every woman has to have a male guardian. So it's typically like a husband or a brother, an uncle. It could be an adult son, so on and so forth. And so this app that Google put out, basically allows you to do like just typical things like pay fines, you know, or whatever with the government, but it also allows your guardian to track you. So if you're trying to run away from an abusive relationship, your guardian can use this app and track you and deny your right to leave the country. You can't get on a train, you can't get on a plane, you can't take money out of a bank because you need your guardian's permission to do all those things. So obviously Google caught flack from activists being like, what the fuck, Google? And now, Google decided that it's not gonna, ban it from Saudi Arabia. So, Jackie Speier, who I believe was a, spokesperson? Nah? Oh, no, I'm sorry. No, I'm sorry. Jackie Speier was a California representative who told, Google to not to put this in Saudi Arabia. But they have informed her that Saudi Arabia's Abshur, that's the name of the app, A-B-S-H-E-R, from Google Play, despite calls from Speier and other members of Congress to remove it, will go forward. The mobile software lets Saudi men control and track travel permissions for women and migrant workers. Remember, they also have a slavery problem over there.
All right, but yeah, well, the Swerfs are very concerned with human trafficking. Oh,
they're very, very concerned with human trafficking. And that's why they're doing something about all these migrant workers from Africa who get their passports stolen and end up in Saudi Arabia and unable to leave.
Ugh.
They were also very, very upset when that woman got put to death for killing her employer because he tried to rape her. Very upset about it.
Damn.
Yeah.
Did we cover that? Or you may have tweeted about it.
I probably tweeted about it or put it on Reading in the Shade.
Word.
Yeah. But yeah, she was one of those migrant workers, and yeah, she got sentenced to death. Where was it? Oh, right. Okay, so the mobile software lets Saudi men control and track travel permissions for women and migrant workers, leading to an outcry that Google and Apple were, quote, promoting 16th century tyranny. However, Google determined Abshur doesn't violate its agreements and can remain on the market. The free market provides, y'all. We've asked if Google can comment on the decision. Apple told Speier on February 28th it was still reviewing the app. Saudi Arabia, meanwhile, has accused politicians and critics of mounting a, quote, systematic campaign to challenge the intentions of Abshur services and politicize its users. Okay. I think when you're not letting a woman leave the country to get away from her husband, that's kind of, you know...
And it's Saudi Arabia, right?
Yes.
McMurka's gonna let them do what they want.
Oh, yeah, the fuck they are. Yeah. Absolutely they are. It's a complex situation. On top of travel tools, Abshur is a general-purpose app that covers a variety of tasks. Pulling the app would disrupt mobile access to uncontroversial services. This is how Google's justifying it. They also wouldn't prevent Android users in Saudi Arabia from sideloading the app outside of the Play Store. At the same time, Google isn't about to curry favor from American and European politicians by leaving the app intact. Short of an unexpected compromise, Google may have to accept that they're going to antagonize someone. And that someone is women who are going to die trying to run away from their husbands.
Wait a sec. So what the fuck is,
Hmm.
Where's my head at there? All right, they, How are they? I lost my thought.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, what did you have?
Oh, I was just... So, you know, that's the idea of the app. And there's been cases where people have tried to get out of the country, women in particular, or, you know, people with children, and they can't because they don't have the permission of the guardian, and this app is just going to make it easier to track them. But Google's arguing, but hey, you can pay parking fines, so it's really not that malevolent.
Okay, that's where my head is. The fucking... The Saudi Arabians and the people saying fucking, oh, we need those other features... Well, how the fuck were you doing that shit before the application existed?
Right.
Like, you were doing that shit for years on end. Technology is not that damn new.
Well, I mean, but also they could make the app without that feature. You don't have to have a feature that allows you to track someone getting on a train to pay your fucking taxes or to pay your fucking parking fines.
Oh, so they're acting
you don't
like
have to have that fucking feature at all.
They're acting like it's a Pixar film. Like, no, fuck no. We already made it. We're not editing shit.
Basically.
Leave it as is. I've heard that from, Patton Oswalt in particular, because he gets called in to do ad-libs.
Yeah.
And they're like, hey, you just say shit over the background. We're not changing shit. We already spent all the money and made the film. Yes. So just yell something in the background.
Yes. Yeah. So that's what Saudi Arabia is doing, which just, you know, continues this whole idea that when they got their new king, he was going to, like, change things. And he's, like, a social activist. He's fucking not.
Oh.
They're like, oh, they let women drive. They're so, like, feminist now. No, the fuck they're not.
So he's an Obama, Trudeau, Mayor de Blasio.
Something like that.
Yes,
of course,
indeed.
I mean, they did just get done killing Khashoggi, so...
They just performed a unique surgery. That's all.
It was some surgery.
Yeah, it was very surgical.
Yes.
All right. Hell, they even drank a can of Surge while they were doing it. I'll tell you that right now. Yeah, how about your Mountain Dew that, motherfucker? This is a goofy show.
It's a little weird.